So the ultra super tolerant left has declared war on Chick-fil-A. How should conservatives stand up against these thought Nazis? Rush Limbaugh has some thoughts I'll share, and I have some of my own. It's time to stop taking crap, folks. And welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thoughts. I am Doug Hagan. Now, the whole Chick-fil-A controversy. I've weighed in on it before on the blog and on these podcasts, but at Pundit and Pundit, very, very, very good blog, Rush Limbaugh is quoted. And Rush Limbaugh is a bright guy, a truly bright guy. And he kind of has the same attitude about this that I have. And reading his words got me fired up. And I think it's time we drew a line in the sand. And every time a tolerant liberal or leftist crosses that line, we need to smack their hand. That's what we need to do. It's time to stop taking this guff from these intolerant, insensitive, exclusive bastards. Now, this is, excuse me, what Rush had to say in part. The war on Chick-fil-A. He says, I read about it on conservative blogs, and I can't believe what I'm reading. I'm reading intellectual treatises on, well, you know, they have a right to say these things, and solution here is let Chick-fil-A open a store in Chicago, and let's see if the people will visit it. Now, he's referring here to Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the cursing mayor. He's referring to him saying Chick-fil-A's values do not meet Chicago's. They're not welcome here. Now, he can't keep them out. But basically, this is the less version of tolerance. If I disagree with you, you can't speak, conservative. You have to shut up or else. And Rahm Emanuel tries to be a bully. He's a thug. So this is right up his alley as well. By the way, I heard Chick-fil-A may be willing to do some concessions to open locations in Chicago. Apparently, they're going to change their operations in their Chicago outlets, their Chicago franchises. They're going to shoot to death or beat to death every fifth customer that comes in to reflect Chicago values, the murder capital of the world. And they're also going to let union thugs beat the hell out of every 17th customer that comes in, just for the heck of it. Then they would be welcome in Chicago, wouldn't they? Oh, and one more thing, Rahm Emanuel. It's interesting that you embrace the Nation of Islam and their leader, Louis Farrakhan. Because, well, they, and the Nation of Islam, they're not fans of white people, Jews, or gay marriage. So you embrace the Nation of Islam, but then beat Chick-fil-A up because they have the same position on gay marriage, except they really don't. The position expressed by the Nation of Islam's leader, Louis Farrakhan, the piece of human filth he is much, much more hateful than the words of the big guy at Chick-fil-A, who really just said they embrace traditional marriage. This is what's consistent about the left, folks. Nothing. It's an ideology of convenience and inconsistency. Whatever they want to take, position they want to take on whatever issue they do, whenever they feel like it. Now, back to Rush's words here. He says that's not the reaction to have. The reaction I have is, who the hell do you think you are, Rahm Emanuel? Who the hell do you think you are? What country do you think you're in? Now, Rush continues, we want to have an intellectual debate here over the First Amendment. Well, the solution to this is to let Chick-fil-A open a store. Yeah, let Chick-fil-A open a store with the mayor of Chicago threatening anybody who walks into one. Meanwhile, this company hires gay people. They serve gay people. They don't discriminate. It's just that the owner happens to be publicly professed, witnessing Christian. My God, you would think that he's the worst enemy Chicago ever had and the worst enemy Boston ever had. And by the way, the mayor of Boston, who also says Chick-fil-A is not welcome, he gave money to a mosque, in Boston there, public money. And that mosque in part teaches that homosexuals should be executed. So again, get on Chick-fil-A because the CEO says, you know what, I support traditional marriage. Get on him like he's Satan himself, but then give public money to Islamists who think homosexuals deserve death. Again, the left is an ideology of complete and utter convenience and inconsistency. Whatever works for them at that second, that's their position. Now, again, back to what Rush says here. He says 30 years ago, if this would have happened in this country, there would have been an uprising against Menino, that's the mayor of Boston, and Rahm Emanuel, or Daley, or whoever would have done it. Today, we get intellectual debates on who's got the right to do what and say what and say this and do that and do what where. The sense of proportion is all out of whack. There's no outrage. So yeah, I fully understand losing institutions. We're sitting by and we're watching every day the institutions and traditions that have made this country great come under assault. Day in, day out. And I've been making that comment for 24 years. Too much of all this has become nothing more than an opportunity for people to show how smart they are, how open-minded they are when they debate these things, rather than having an actual human, real-life reaction to this, which is, this is outrageous. The mayor of San Francisco, what is his name? I think his last name is Lee. The mayor of San Francisco got in on this and he warned Chick-fil-A, you better not come here. You had better keep out. I am stunned in disbelief. Well, again, a lot of us sit back on the right and expect the media, again, talk about pounding your head against a wall. We expect the media to treat us and the left the same. If a right, right, leaning mayor of any city said that, some business that was openly pro-gay marriage wasn't welcome in the city, the media would be all over him. Now, we know the media is not going to get all over the mayors of Boston, Chicago, or San Francisco. We know they have an agenda. But too many of us do sit back and we don't say hell no. And when some of us do, you've always got this debate. You know, it amazes me the Democrats call themselves a big tent party. And the media plays along with it. And they call the Republicans not very big tent. We're not very inclusive or tolerant here. The fact is, conservatives have a huge tent. The Republican Party is a huge party made up of many different thoughts. For me, I will stand up and say, you know what, Rahm Emanuel, you can kiss my ass. That's what I'd like to say. To his face, by the way. He doesn't frighten me. Little sawed-off piece of trash. He doesn't frighten me. The mayor of Boston doesn't frighten me. The mayor of San Francisco doesn't frighten me. And by the way, it may have been the mayor, I'm not sure, some official in Washington, D.C. tweeted this the other day. He said, he doesn't like Chick-fil-A. He doesn't like hate chicken. What a douchebag. What an absolute douchebag. These whiny little people who just think they have a right never to be offended, never to be disagreed with. But we do sit back on the right and we argue with each other. For every person like me or Rush or Mark Levin or Michelle Malkin who stands up and says, hell no, you've got the Michael Medveds and the others that, well, you don't want to go too strong. You don't want to seem too extreme. You have to reach out to the middle and you have to get the moderate. Shut up. How's that? Shut up. Rahm Emanuel deserves to be roasted. So does Manini. So does the mayor of San Francisco. So does this idiot in D.C. So do all these people who are just raking Chick-fil-A over the coals for absolutely no reason. They all deserve to be roasted. And again, we have to, at some point, say enough. That's the problem. We're the people who want to compromise. We're the people who are open-minded. We're the people who are really tolerant. We're the people who don't want to seem too extreme. And you know what it gets us, folks? It gets me knocking my microphone off the desk. But you know what it gets us? It gets us screwed because the other side will take whatever we give and then they'll come back for more. They'll take the deal we offer. They'll shake our hand. And as soon as we turn our back, they'll shove a knife in it. That's the problem. We're dealing with bastards here. We're not dealing with nice people or reasonable people or open-minded people or tolerant people or inclusive people. We're dealing with bigots. And the bigotry for them isn't sexual or racial or sexual orientation. It's all ideological. Understand this. If you're on the right, people on the left look at you as one thing. An enemy. To be defeated, to be crushed, to be humiliated, to be ground into dust, politically speaking, and to be gotten the hell out of the way. And at some point, we have to fight back with that same energy, with that same level of saying, we're not going to take that crap anymore. And it's always a problem because we're not sure. Again, I think it goes against our grain, against our personality types for the most part. We're not rude, angry, arrogant, bitter people. The left is pessimistic and bitter and angry. The right isn't. The right's a more positive ideology. We are tolerant. So it goes against our personality types, our grain. We're not wired that way. But we better damn well learn there are times when you have to be as big a bastard as the people who are trying to mow you down and take all your rights away and take this country straight to the hell of neo-Marxism. That's just the truth, folks. Rush is right here. I'm right. People like Michelle Malkin, Andrew, you know, Mark Stein, well, Andrew Breitbart, rest in peace. Those people are the warriors. And yes, civility is great. Being nice, all that, being thoughtful, great. But there are times when you have to take the gloves off. You know, hockey, if you watch hockey, I'm a huge hockey fan. It's a great sport for many reasons. But there comes a time in the sport of hockey when you'll see the two goons, they're usually called. There comes a time when enough is enough and they drop the gloves. Conservatives need to learn when to drop the gloves. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. My gloves are off. We'll talk later.